You are listening to The Growth Signal. My name is Alyssa Nolte.
And I'm Jill Lublin.
And we are going to have a killer conversation today. So Jill, tell us, what is your hot take?
My hot take is that publicity gets you seen, heard, and paid.
I would love to dig into that a little bit more because I feel like every guru on the internet these days is talking about personal brand and paid media and earned media and all of these things that I'm supposed to be doing as a business owner who's trying to be successful. So tell us a little bit more about that. What do you mean by the word publicity? Like, break that down for us. And then, of course, what everybody's going to want to know, if I figure that out, what it is, how do I get seen? How do I earn? I get paid with that information.
I love to encourage people is to create visibility activities. It makes it much easier and it's quick bites and it's simple. I like to tell you through 30 minutes a week of visibility building activities. That means get on some podcasts. That means make sure you're networking because see, my definition of publicity is that it happens from the minute you walk out your door. You're creating a perception, a take of who you are, and it's all publicity. So the great thing about earned media, which is what I'm talking about, the free stuff, the publicity that trust for you in the marketplace, which is very important today. I love you starting local because in your local markets where you live, where you work, guess what? There's media. There's ABC, NBC, CBS affiliates. There's international media right there in your marketplace locally, and they want you, the expert. And as an expert, you get to be seen, and that's why you get heard and paid.
So when you were originally saying that, I immediately went to like news and reporters, right? And I, like many entrepreneurs, many business owners, got on the help a reporter out mailing list. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. And I've really had
absolutely
very minimal success getting attention on there. I'm from Iowa, so like there's only so much reporters are paying attention to us. It's usually every 4 years when there's a presidential election. But tell me more about local media. Like, are you talking about my local news anchors, my local stations? What does that mean for our listeners?
Yeah, and by the way, Harrow is a great resource. Harrow is a great resource. Yes, you have to pay attention to it and be fast. I have a lot of clients who've got actually great traction on it, including a financial advisor who got on a blog and literally built his financial advising business. That was super great. But, you know, locally, what I mean by that is you have in your local markets, you know, they're affiliates of the major stations, ABC, NBC, Fox News, Warner Brothers, whatever it is in your market. And they need, I'm talking TV and radio, they need experts to interview and to speak to. Your local business journal is a great place to be seen and heard, as well as, interestingly enough, yes, your local newspaper. And then I love also, you know, podcasts generally, which I think are always wonderful to be in because it gives you immediate, excellent experience and, you know, to be seen and heard quickly. But these are all really right now strategies that you can employ quickly, and starting often in your local market is going to get you yeses faster.
Help us take the next step. If someone is listening to this and they say, okay, I see what she's saying about getting in the becoming an expert and sharing my expertise in earned media, how can I best take that next step to start building those relationships with reporters or the local news stations?
Well, one thing is, you know, if you never take that first step, then nobody knows about you. So I recommend baby steps. You know, one thing that helps is get a list together of your local, they're called producers. They're not the hosts you see. They're not the anchors you see. They're the people who actually create the news. So there's morning producers. There's evening producers. Right. And then if you're a nonprofit, there's a whole fun thing you can do with public service announcements. But certainly the morning shows, and particularly most bigger cities have a morning show. And guess what they need? Constant guests. Because, you know, most segments are like 4 minutes. I mean, they're fast, they're focused, right? And so they're always looking for guests. So definitely you want to hit the morning show up, and then you want to hit the news and the evening news. And that's for both TV and both radio. Get the name of the producers who create and produce those shows. They are called producers. That's what they're called. And then in the business journal, let's say, you know, if you're an entrepreneur and we're talking to small business owners here, you want the, there is small business reporters. There are entrepreneur reporters. So you definitely want those in the local business journal. That's excellent places for you to be featured, as well as in your local paper. They also do, they have a business editor as an example. But you're, if you're in health, they have a health editor. If you're in lifestyle, they have a lifestyle editor. So be looking for, particularly in print, the editors that are appropriate for what you're promoting and offering. That's a great way to start locally. But I'm going to give you a super fun, this is one of my secret sauce, just saying. And that is, in your local market, there's also announcements in, yes, the business journal, yes, your daily paper. It's called People, or People in the News.
Let's talk about positioning, right? So, like, I love that you specify the difference between the local reporter and the producer. How can I present myself in the best light for the thing that I want to be known for?
Every 30 days, I actually really want you to look at your message. And this is what you're calling positioning. In my world, message has to do with you're the expert who solves problems. You give solutions. And frankly, that's what media wants. When I wrote Guerrilla Publicity, I talked to a lot of media. I mean, big media who you'd want to be on, like Entrepreneur Magazine and, you know, major shows. And one of the things they all agreed on was that they need experts. And that's the positioning, right? So experts solve problems. And I want you all to focus in on, what's the problem out there? Take the focus off what I do. In other words, you know, what you do, and put it on, how can I solve the problems of their viewers, their listeners, right? That's what you want to focus on. And when you do that and speak to the media people like that, you're going to get a lot better results.
What about niching down, right? So that's what I hear a lot in my business of, like, okay, yes, I know that you do these 55 amazing things. Pick one to speak to. Do you recommend that with media, or can you be a go-to source for multiple topics, multiple messages?
You know, yes, you can be a go-to source for multiple messages. So I think that's a beautiful thing. And in fact, one of the other things I teach in my media mastery intensives is how to use what I call everything you've got, right? So that may be, for instance, I have a woman, she is a business consultant and she specializes in communication. And we're doing always a great focus on how to communicate better in business, getting her lots of publicity on that. But let me tell you, when Black History Month comes along, because she's a Black woman, we focus in on how to be a powerful Black woman and communicate well in today's world. That's a very different story. It's a different message that's gotten her into Essence Magazine, Black Enterprise, and all kinds of very great publications that have made a huge difference for growing her business. So that's super great. I want you to use, I call it everything you've got. And so, for example, yes, for Guerrilla Publicity, my one book, we're very focused on, you know, all kinds of business holidays and business stories. And then for my other book, The Product of Kindness, for World Kindness Day in November, it's November 13th, we're very focused on building kindness and how that relates to business and to the world. And that's what got me on actually 7 Fox News networks in the first 30 days of the book release. And then ongoingly every year for World Kindness Day. So those are two very different messages. They all relate to finding Jill Lublin. And for all of you, everything and everything you do to be out there, we're still going to direct people to where you want them to go. So publicity is great no matter which door you get in.
So we're going to ask the maybe legitimately $1 million question. How do you transform publicity into paid outcomes. Because I can go on all the local news shows I want, but if I haven't figured out how to transition it into actually getting paid, then is it really worth my time? So as a business owner, what is the secret to taking something from earned media to getting paid?
Yeah, well, let me just tell you, you know, how we measure publicity in the professional world of publicity is, had you paid for it, what would it have cost you? And let me tell you, most of you would never have been able to afford, if you get on an ABC or one of my clients, for instance, following my systems, got an NBC nightly news. Well, and by the way, for something, she's actually a trainer in corporate, and she got in it because she loves to cook, and it was a whole different story. But let me tell you, that NBC Nightly News piece would have cost her, just so you know, $720,000. Now, that one piece, when she can go in, it's because there's a braggability factor about media that's way beyond whatever anything else you're doing, because people respect it. They know that when you've been featured on or seen on or heard in or different podcasts or whatever media you're doing, there's a credibility that's given to you that is way beyond, you know, what it actually would have cost you. And besides that, when you walk into a client interview or send something in advance, when you're talking to a client that you've been featured on, let me tell you, you're going to the front of the line because there's a trust factor, because they know that you have earned media and that people must think you're good, right? So immediately you go to the front of the line, that translates into real dollars that you're paid for your services.
I didn't think of it like that, because in my head I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to go on the news and I'm going to talk about my expertise and someone's going to see that and then they're going to reach out because I was on the news. But what you're saying is, it's that might happen, right? If the lightning strikes. But what it really is the fast track to instant credibility.
Fast track, not only to instant credibility, but creating prospects and clients. And let me tell you, yes, it does translate. Listen, I had a self-published author on one podcast. She sold 42 books in 15 minutes. When does that happen, right? I have client after client who have said that by appearing in media, their phone does start ringing. The orders absolutely are coming in. And I do hear story after story of very specific results where, you know, web stats have gone up by 35% and more, that clients, you know, came pouring in. Literally, one woman said she had to actually staff up and get more help for her coaching and consulting business. And I've seen one of my clients, he literally grew his consulting business from zero to full using publicity as his strategy. And one article, I'll just tell you, one article in the Chinese Times, because he did something that I taught him, which is use everything you've got. He's Asian American. Got him a $7,000 consulting gig. That's real results.
So if you and I are in wild agreement that publicity is a legitimate strategy that people should be doing, why are more people not out there doing this? What is holding us back?
Well, I think a little bit of fear, and maybe I don't quite understand it. And one of my missions has been to help entrepreneurs understand and really get publicity done affordably and simply with, you know, no nonsense language, and just having systems. Like I have a 30, 60, and 90-day system, which gets people media. And I think it's just about taking baby steps and putting in that 30 minutes a week of building your visibility. I promise you, you're going to get results.
I am like sitting here frantically taking notes, because it's one of those things, right? You know, in the back of your mind that this is a valid path, but now I'm spinning my wheels of like, okay, this is what I need to be doing. These are all the things that I need to be trying and connecting. And I love that you're bringing this to the table, because most people tell me, well, if you're not paying for Google ads and if you're not paying for Facebook ads, you're not getting out there. And that organic reach and anything else, unless you pay for it, it's not worth it. And then you're kind of telling me the exact opposite.
Well, I'm telling you that publicity better be in your mix. And interestingly enough, it's gotten very trendy again, very hot again. Funny enough, AI is finding people who have publicity, putting you to the top. of the list, wonderfully enough. And, you know, listen, I've spent the money on paid ads and too much money. And frankly, you know, I can't tell you about great results. What I can tell you is that consistently throughout my 30-year career, not only have I, but literally thousands of clients been practicing publicity, driving leads and prospects, and actually getting results, getting clients, and making their visibility far expanded and increased. And there, the trust factor is really a big thing. I mean, anybody can pay for an ad. You can't pay for publicity. I mean, you can in some cases, but the kind where you're actually being interviewed, like for real, and picked because you're good at what you do, well, that, it gives you the trust, the credibility, the instant likability, and frankly, to the front of the line because of what you created and accomplished. And those logos as seen on is priceless for the constant up-leveling of how people perceive you.
Jill, considering all of the incredible people that you know and considering your background, I'm sure that list is pretty close to endless or that you aspire to know. Who else is out there? Who else should we be listening to?
Well, you know, it might surprise you. She's, I think, a terrific marketing expert. Her name is Rae Allen, R-H-E-A Allen, Rae Allen, A-L-L-E-N. And she does marketing and she put together a podcast and then zoomed to the top because she's smart and a smart marketer. So I love her. You know, she might be a little off most people's radars. Yes, I can tell you the famous people, but I want to tell you somebody that I think is just doing a great job as a terrific person out there, kind of like you, just, you know, winging it and doing great work in the world.
And if someone is hearing this and they're saying, okay, it's time for me to take this seriously, I'm ready to do it, and I'm going to call Jill, where can they find you online?
Well, I have done a fabulous gift for all of you, put together a publicity action guide. And in that gift is also an opportunity to be in my publicity challenge. It's literally like a masterclass right there live with me, interactive on Zoom. So please go check that out. It's jilllublin.com/guide, G-U-I-D-E.
Well, I don't know about my listeners, but I am sure going to go download a copy of myself because I can't wait to get started on being as seen on as many things as I can. So thank you, Jill, so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.